Well, I'm Michael, and originally from Fair Isle. Been an awful lot of, I think, changes to the Fair Isle accent, mostly to do with the lack of folk that's original Fair Isle folk. It's a small place, few folk, and a lot of folk coming into the place. And I think as an example of how Michael it's changed, when my mother and father got married, she was fae Larrick, and when she first came into the Isle, when we fed her and his brother, when we were speaking together, then she wouldn't be able to understand them. Or certainly not be able to understand the bulk of it. And they did say that at one time there was even a recognisable difference between like the Estines on the Isle and the Westines. There was a recognisable difference in the way they spoke. And I think for myself, I mean, I'm spent a lot of time away from the Isle and obviously being influenced by having to make myself understood, and so I think there's a lot of the maybe the Fair Isle sound has disappeared with that process. My father was very interested in dialect. It was something that he felt quite strongly, but I think he felt that the dialect was a part of the kind of heritage, although he probably wouldn't use the word like heritage, but he thought it was an important, I suppose, part of why you were and why you came from. And he gathered words and put together a pretty booklet of some of the old Fair Isle words. Because that was, I think, one of the things that was noticeable about the Isle. I suppose probably because, again, the geographical isolation, then it had words that didn't really appear in the rest of Shetland. Even some of the words for parts of boats and stuff that you would have thought have been, you know, straight for the old Norn and so on, and would have been the same through Shetland. But I think one example of that would be like the bottom boards in a boat. In Shetland that would be a telfer, but in Dial that was a scuttle. So he gathered some words like that, and I suppose a bit of his interest rubbed off on me as well.